Start Point Lighthouse. Start Point is one of the most exposed peninsulas on the English coast, running almost a mile into the sea. Suggestions for a lighthouse here were made as early as 1542, but ruled out in a time of conflict because it might help enemy ships. The increase in shipping brought even more shipwrecks. Recognising the dangers, the Admiralty applied for a lighthouse here in 1827. It was built to the design of James Walker, with a battlemented parapet reflecting the Gothic style of architecture popular at the time. It took 40 men 2 years to build the 92-foot tall tower at a cost of £5,892. In 1836, it flashed its warning for the first time. The lamp, initially oil-lit, could be seen 21 miles out to sea. Originally, it had two white lights, one of them revolving, but the other fixed to mark the hazard of Skerry's Bank. Despite being the first lighthouse fitted with Alan Stevenson's revolutionary dioptric apparatus, a refractive lens that used prismatic rings instead of the traditional silvered mirrors, it was inadequate in fog, and in 1862 a bell was installed. The machinery was housed in a small building, which still stands on the cliff face to the southeast of the lighthouse. It sounded 48 times every minute, the mechanism being driven by a weight which fell in a tube running down the sheer cliff. A siren replaced the bell in 1877. The bell was transferred to the lighthouse on Plymouth Breakwater, where it still hangs. The fog siren was housed in a circular building just to the south of the lighthouse and sounded through a roof-mounted horizontal horn which could be turned in the direction of the prevailing wind. Around the turn of the century, new equipment was installed, including a new pair of 5-inch sirens sounding through a pair of curved vertical copper trumpets. This was replaced by a more powerful 12-inch siren in 1928, in the same building, sounded from a pair of conical horns housed in a cast-iron turret on the roof. In 1989, the erosion of the coast caused the fog signal building to collapse. A lot of the area had to be levelled as a result, and retaining walls were put in place. An electric signal was instead installed on the gallery of the lighthouse, and when needed, the foghorn booms out to sea every minute. The lighthouse here has been powered by electricity since 1959. It flashes 3 times every second with a range of 25 nautical miles. There is also a fixed red light over the Skerry's Bank. It was automated in 1993 and is now monitored and controlled from the Trinity House Operations Control Centre at Harwich in Essex. Start Point Lighthouse is open for guided tours throughout the year and for school and other group visits by prior arrangement. Details can be found at www.startpointdevon.co.uk.